శ్రీ గురు చరణం వందే రమణ ప్రేష్ఠాయ భూతలే రూపానుగ భక్తిదం చక్రపామూర్తి నారాయణం జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీ సది గౌరు భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ్ 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 హరే హరే ద ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఐ ఆఫర్ మై దండోత్ ప్రణామ్స్ అట్ ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఫర్ స్పిరిచువల్ మాస్టర్స్ ఇట్లా శ్రీమాన్ భక్తి వేదాన్ శ్రీ నారాయణ గోస్వామి మహారాజ్ గురుదేవ్ ఎంప్లాయిస్ శ్రీమాన్ భక్తి వేదాన్ శ్రీ వంగ సై మహారాజ్ గురుదేవ్ ట్వంటర్ రూపాన కార్య గురువర్గ టు ఆల్ ద వైష్ణవ వైష్ణవీస్ టు గాడ్స్ అండ్ టు శ్రీ యశోదా దామోదర్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ శ్రీ రాధా దామోదర్ దెమ్సెల్ఫ్స్ సో వైష్ణవ్స్ హవ్ రేజ్ దిస్ క్వశ్చన్ సేయింగ్ దట్ ఇన్ దిస్ మంత్ ఆఫ్ కార్తీక్ బిగినింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద వెరీ ఫస్ట్ డే ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ దర్ ఆర్ సో మెనీ ఫెస్టివల్స్ లైక్ ద ఫస్ట్ డే is Sharadiya Ras Yatra. And Ras Yatra that Shri Krishna had with all the gopis at Vamsi Vat. And then after that, we have Bahulashtami. That is the appearance of Radha Kund. And then we have Deepavali. And then we have Deepavali and Amavasya. And then on, and then we have Annakoot Mahamotsav. And then beginning from Dvitiya until Navami, for 7 days Indra was very angry. And then on Dashami, he asked for forgiveness from Krishna. And then on Ekadashi, he performed the Abhishek of Krishna this way. Then there's also Bhaiya Dooj. Bhaiya Dooj is Dvitiya in Braj. For Tritiya, they call Tej. For Purnima, they call Puno. And similarly for Dvitiya, they say Dooj. So there's also the festival of Bhaiya Dooj, where the relationship between the elder brother Yam Maharaj and the younger sister Yami, Yamuna, that is celebrated. On that day, brothers and sisters, they all commemorate this occasion by tying rakhis to each other. So it's Bhaiya Dooj. And then there is Gopashtami. There's Chota Gopashtami, Bada Gopashtami. The small Gopashtami is when Krishna took the calves out to graze. And then there's the big Gopashtami, when Krishna had to take the cows out to graze. Why? Because the same calves, they refused to be taken out by anyone else except Krishna when they became cows. Therefore, Krishna himself had to look after these calves as well, which had now become cows. So there's this way, Chota Gopashtami, Bada Gopashtami, and also there's Akshay Navami. That is the day that Akrura, he took Krishna away to Mathura, and Krishna killed Kans. You see, on Akshay Navami, all the Mathuravasis, they all come to Vrindavan. And they're all giving sweets, Malpua, Kachodi, Thandai, so many things they're giving. You ask them why? They're saying, oh, on this day, Krishna came to Mathura. So very painful for the Brajavasis, but the Mathuravasis, they're very happy for Akshay and Navami. So there's that occasion also. And then there is Hemantiki Ras Yatra, Ras Purnima. So another Ras Yatra again. So this way, there are so many pastimes in this month of Kartik. So many. But why is this pastime of Krishna being bound to the grinding mortar especially is celebrated during this month? No. We sing Damodarashtakam every day, once in the morning, once in the evening, two times. Why? What is the reason? No. Like yesterday we heard the entire Damodar Leela. From beginning to end, we heard everything yesterday. We heard how, like Yashoda, we heard that on the day of Deepavali, she sent all the maidservants home. She sent everyone home. Because she thought that why does Krishna steal from the homes of everyone? Why does he not take butter himself here? Why does he like stealing so much? So Gurudev explains the hidden reason for this. He says that Krishna, he steals the hearts of everyone by stealing butter. So in this way, from the very beginning of this pastime, we are being told that unless Krishna takes our hearts away, we can never really be controlled by this prem, by this love and affection. Because in the spiritual world, who is the controller? Prem is the controller. We cannot offer our hearts to Krishna. Rather, Krishna, he has to take them away. Only then we can enjoy this relationship. So similarly, here, Krishna, while he's stealing butter from the homes of all the gopis, he's actually stealing their hearts away. And this way, we even heard from the Vaishnavas that he would even pinch those babies, and he would even, when he would even go house to house, and he would see all the little gopis also who were there. This way, he would perform many pastimes then. And then, Yashoda was saying, okay, now I will send all the maidservants away, and I myself will make butter. So here there's another teaching, saying that if we really want to serve Krishna, it must be heartfelt. We cannot make people, we cannot pay people engage in like the personal service of Krishna. No, like in the Ratyatra we see that Prataprudra Maharaj, the kings before that arranged for servants to come and pull the chariot, to clean the Gundicha temple. Mahaprabhu said, no, along with all my associates, I myself will clean this Gundicha temple. And I myself, along with all my associates, will pull the chariot, he said. No need for any others, he said. He said, Mahaprabhu himself is teaching us. So Shadamaya also said, today I myself will make butter for Krishna. No one else will do so. With my own hands I will make for him. So this way, like even like offering boga, no, like it's not like you can just buy something from the restaurant and then just offer boga. Cannot do like that. You have to cook by your own hands, and then ultimately Krishna's tasting the love and affection with which you cook, not how many preparations you made or how deliciously you made. So this way, Yashoda Maya is teaching us again from this leela that we have to do these services ourselves, even if it is like the smallest service. Gurudev would say that even if you're sweeping, if you're really sweeping with a pure heart, he said, one day you will sweep in the kunjas of Srimati Radhika, he said. If you're only sweeping, he said, nothing else. If you're only sweeping the temple floor, then one day you'll sweep the kunjas, he said. No, so like, because sweeping the floor is like, if you think about it, it's like, it seems to be a very easy seva, but still gives such a high fruit. So Yashoda Maya is teaching us. And then we see that when Yashoda Maya began to churn the curd to make ghee and to eventually make butter, that time what happened? She herself, when she was churning the curd, she was chanting the names of Krishna. This Govinda Damodar Madhaveti, Govinda Damodar Madhaveti. And she was thinking about all these pastimes of Krishna. So similarly, the Vaishnavas also tell us that any service we do, be it cooking, cleaning, or like translating, anything, always be chanting the Mahamantra. Or else it will be like Shubha Karma. It will only give a very pious fruit. Like, it will be like very pious action. So we should always be chanting at all times. No. So say Yashoda Maya, she's always, when she's churning the butter, she's chanting Govind Damodar Madhaveti, and she's churning it. So again, she's giving us another teaching there. At that time, when Yashoda Maya was churning butter, that time her bangles were like kartals. They were playing in time. And then, as she was churning this this butter, this sound was made. This diktan, diktan. It means fire on those who don't do bhajan. Fire on those who don't do bhajan. And this way, when she was so absorbed in her seva, Krishna himself, he awoke. And then Krishna, he could not even turn from one side to another. So Yashoda Maya, she had to make him turn over to the other side. And then she was so much absorbed that she started feeding him her breast milk. And then we hear the leela of the milk boiling over the stove and into the fire. Because the milk was thinking that, what is the use of my life if I cannot be engaged in Krishna's seva? And Krishna has an unlimited appetite. And Mother Yashoda, the Kheer Sagar itself, the milk ocean itself, comes from her. So her milk is unlimited, and Krishna's thirst is like unlimited, insatiable, cannot be quenched. So the milk was giving up its life. So similarly, the sadhak also should feel that way. That if I cannot serve Radha and Krishna, then why am I even living in this world? Better that I give up my life. Not that he gives up his life, but he's always feeling repentful that way. He's always repenting, saying, what is the use of my life? So then Yashoda immediately, what does she do? She put Krishna aside and then she went to save the milk. So here we see, did Yashoda do a bad thing by doing this? No. Rather, she saw that the tadiya vastu means those things which are like, which can be engaged in Krishna, they're actually in one way more they're more important than like personally looking after Krishna. Because from her own milk, she cannot make sweets and all these things. But from the milk that was boiling, she could make many sort of preparations from there, many sweets and many things. So this way, we are taught from this pastime also that anything which is related to Krishna, we must honor with so much respect, so much love and affection. Tadiya vastu means the paraphernalia that is related to Krishna. Like the devotees, and then Yamuna, Giriraj, Tulsi, anything that is related to him, in the slightest sense. You know, like sometimes we hear, like if anyone would lose kartals, Gurudev would become very angry. Saying, where are the kartals? So then someone would say, oh, we can just get another set of kartals. No, I want that kartal. No. Like when we heard that story, the Vaishnavas, they told us that once they were serving some rice from the pressure cooker, and then they just like took a spoon and they hit it little. Like Trikram Maharaj became very upset, saying, why are you hitting it like that? No. So Vaishnava said, I'll buy another pressure cooker if something happens to this. But he said, no. Anything that is related to Krishna in the slightest sense, you must always make sure that nothing happens to it. Like he would only give one match, Trikram Maharaj, saying this one match is enough to light the fire. I'll not give another one. So similarly, we're being taught here that tadiya vastu is very important. So this way, Mother Yashoda, she went and she saved this milk. So then, as we know, Krishna was so unhappy, thinking, why did she do this? And then, as we know, we heard that Leela yesterday, that he broke this pot. And then, anyhow, Mother Yashoda, she started to chase Krishna. And then Krishna was giving this butter to the milk, to the crows and all the monkeys. Because Krishna never forgets any seva. He knew that as Ramchandra, they had all served him in his form as Ramchandra. So he knew anyhow, he must repay them. So this way we're being taught that the small, slightest seva we perform to Krishna will never be forgotten. Like that day we heard, no, the Vaishnavas are saying that the pujaris, then they're serving Radha and Krishna. A pujari may think, oh, I'm doing the same thing every day, you know, just like this, that. But the Vaishnava said that you're serving Radha and Krishna and they will never forget. They will never forget. And that it'll always be to your credit. So therefore, you must never feel like a little careless in that way. So this is what Krishna is showing us, that he never forgets any seva that they've rendered. Also, it has been said that curd is not like sweet. So therefore, he's giving it away to the monkeys and crows. You see, in Bengal, it's mishti dohi. It is sweet automatically. But here, it's not so sweet, the curd. So anyhow, he's showing us that leela also. And then we hear that Yashoda Maya, when she started to chase Krishna, there we're being taught that if you really, Yashoda Maya, what did she do? She showed that stick to Krishna. We heard yesterday also, she showed a stone to Krishna. And she made him fearful. And ultimately, she caught him from behind. So we're being taught that if we want to love Krishna, then whatever love and affection that Krishna has for us, our love and affection for him should be greater. Only then we can control him, or else not. So this way, Yashoda Maya's love for Krishna is so much more greater than the love he even has for her. Therefore, she caught him from behind. And then, as we know, the leela of her binding Krishna to the grinding mortar. So then we hear that the rope was always 2 fingers short. And no matter how much she bought, it was always 2 fingers short. So then, this says that, what do those 2 fingers represent? 1 finger represents our own sadhan and one finger represents Krishna's mercy. Like Gurudev, he gives that example from the Ramanuja Sampradaya. The one group of Vaishnavas, Sri Vaishnavas, they say that, oh, we depend on causeless mercy. Like the kitten, the cat always carries its babies in its mouth. But the other group of Vaishnavas, they say like we believe in this Markat Nyai, means like the baby monkey is always catching hold of its mother and make sure it never like loses or falls down. So then similarly here we're being taught that there is our sadhan and there is also our causeless, there is also the causeless mercy of Sri Hari Guru and Vaishnavas. So this way, this leela is also this teaching is also being taught by this pastime. And then we hear that when Yashoda thought that, alas, how can I even speak to my friends? No, like I cannot even bind my own son. And then she start praying to her Saligram Shila, Narayan, saying, Narayan, please help me. I cannot bind my own son. So then Krishna's heart automatically melted. Like we heard yesterday, no? From the Vaishnavas, that why wasn't Krishna being allowed to be bound? He was saying that I'm not alone. I'm present with all my sakhas, with all my gopis, everyone. You bind them also. Why you're only binding me alone? You bind even the sakhas, all the gopis, everyone. I don't want to be bound alone. But then, as we know, Krishna's heart melted. And then his yogamaya anyhow allowed for Krishna to be bound. His kripa asit sabandhane. By his mercy, causes mercy, Yashoda, she bound Krishna. So this way we hear that if we want to control Krishna by such love and affection, then Yashoda Mai herself is teaching us that this is how you control Krishna. So therefore, in this month of Kartik, by this leela, we are being taught the process of sadhan from the very beginning, that we'll have to do everything ourselves, not think that we can engage others and or like pay someone to do something like cooking, cleaning. No, we should do it ourselves. Then we're being taught that if we really want Krishna's heart to melt, then we must have this determination, this seva attitude. And then Krishna's heart will automatically be bound, and then he will be captured. And then he will never leave. He'll never leave us. Once he's in our hearts, he will always stay there. So this way, in this month of Kartik, this pastime is especially celebrated. But if we see in this Damodarashtakam, there is actually a progression. From the beginning, like we heard yesterday, Satyavrata Muni was saying, Namamishwaram, Sachidananda Rupam. He's saying, oh, you are like the embodiment of eternity, knowledge and bliss. You are the Lord of all Lords. You are Parabrahma. So this way, he has this Aishwaryamai Bhakti. And then gradually, he's saying, no, Varam Deva Moksham Na Moksha Vadimva. He's saying, oh, I don't desire anything. No liberation, nothing. So then gradually he's coming into this Nishkam Bhakti. And then Satyavrata Muni is saying that, oh, without Nam Sankirtan, I cannot do anything. I cannot please Damodar. So then he started to sing this Namo Deva Damo Darananta Vishnu Prasiddha Prabodhoka Jalabdi Magnam Kripa Drishti Vrishyati Dinam Batanu Griyanesha Mamagya Meda Akshi Drishya. So he's addressing Krishna by all these different names. You're Deva, you're Ananta. And then you know you're Damodar, he's saying. And then please bestow your merciful glance upon me. So then this way, and then gradually he's realizing this Vatsalya Bhav, where he says, no, Moosh Chumbitam Bimba Rakta Dharamme Manasya Virashtam Alam Lakshalabai. I only desire to see you being kissed by one gopi, he has said. He has not mentioned exactly who. So generally it is understood that I wish to see you being kissed by Mother Yashoda, he said. But as we know, Sanatana Goswami has explained that he desires to have darshan of something more confidential, being kissed by someone else. So this way, he's saying, oh, when will I see this? And then he's saying, he only wants to see Krishna in his form as Gopal. Idam te vapu nata gopala balam. I only want to see you as Gopal. Means, this is his Vatsalya Bhav. But then, gradually, as we know, then he's singing about this, how the two sons of Kuver were bound. But then we see the last shloka of the Damodarashtakam. This is like the culmination of all his prayers. Where he's saying, Namastestu Dhamne Sphuradipti Dhamne Tadiya Darayata Vishwasya Dhamne. He's saying, I offer my prayers to that rope which has bound you. So he's saying that rope in itself is so great, because that rope is like the representation of the love of the Vrajavasis, especially the Vrajadevis. And then he's saying that unless and until I attain the mercy of Srimati Radhika, my prayers will never be fruitful. Therefore, he is saying, Namo Radhikaya Tadiya Priyaya Namo Nantalilaya Devaya Tubhyam. So there he is saying, I offer my prayers to your most beloved Srimati Radhika, and then to your Anantalila, he is saying, to all your Leelas, all your pastimes from beginning to end. But it's only by the mercy of Srimati Radhika that I can understand. So therefore, by singing this Damodarashtakam and by listening to this Damodar Leela from the lotus lips of the Vaishnavas, then we can gradually know what sadhan is. And then by engaging in such sadhan, we will achieve siddhi very soon. Because what you are ultimately doing now will also be the same when you're doing in your perfection. You know, like the Vaishnavas were saying, when you're distributing books, ultimately in the spiritual world, you'll be distributing like the letters, the messages that Radha and Krishna have for each other. You'll be distributing it to them, he said. It's like the same service, he said. No, that you'll have in the spiritual world also, he said. Like if you're as pujaris addressing Radha and Krishna, ultimately in the spiritual world, you'll also be doing the same thing, he said. So therefore, that by this pastime, we're being taught that if we engage truly, sincerely in these services, then one day it will be ours in the spiritual world as well. Therefore, this Damodar Leela is being emphasized so much. Every Kartik, we discuss these Leelas, which have so many deep purports. So hopefully, drop of these pastimes can manifest in our hearts, and also and hopefully in one day, one life, under the guidance of Guru and Vaishnavas, we can also bind Krishna in our hearts. Or rather, we can also see him bound to Srimati Radhika's prem. Then we can know who Radha Damodar is. Vanja Kalpataru Bhishya Kripasan Vyavja Vaitanam Bhavani Vyavashnam.
Om Gyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Ena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyavacha Patitanam Pavanivyo Vaishnavivyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gora Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my humble obeisances unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev, Nitya Lila, Pravishta Om, Vishnupad, Shishmat Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj, Torupanuga Guru Varga, and all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So very important question. And Prabhuji's is causeless mercy of Vaishnava made us try to understand this very important thing. Now, question is, Krishna has so many Leelas. Of course, the highest Leela, of course, is this Rasa Leela. But why in this month of Kartik, we are like focusing on Damodar, like this? Now, we have to understand, when we talk about Damodar Leela, then we are talking about all these Leelas actually. So we cannot just like specifically say, oh, there's Damodar Leela, and then there's Govardhan Leela, Rasa Leela, and others, and they are like separate on each other. The reason why we're focusing, for example, first this, when you say Damodar Leela, most understanding of people is Dambandhan Leela. When Krishna was bound by Mother Yashoda. that is very important to understand, because this gives the understanding of how Bhagavan is bound by the prem of the Brijbasis, like Mother Yashoda. By their prem, he become bound. And so then, that's why his name is Damodar. But this Damodar has so many other leelas which shows how he's bound by this prem. So like even in Rasa Leela, then he's telling to the gopis, Napariham nirbaju samyujam, I cannot repay you. I'm your prisoner, I'm bound by debt, like this. So we have to understand our Guru Varga, they are making us first understand how to enter into appreciating Braja Leela. Actually, we cannot appreciate Braja Leela. When we talk about Krishna, he has all Aishwarya Leela, he has also Madhurya Leela. Madhurya Leela really is appreciated if you can appreciate Aishwarya Leela. Because, you know, if you don't, like in Damodar Ashtakam, it begins with Aishwarya, like Namam Ishwaram, Ishwaram, Sachit Ananda Rupam, like this. Because first, if you can appreciate, oh, Bhagavan, he is supreme controller, he is omniscient, omnipresent, he is aptakam, he is atmaram, like all this Aishwarya. Then when you hear how that person, very great, he becomes controlled by the love of the like Brijbasis, then you can understand, oh, how very sweet. Otherwise, without this Aishwarya, then all this Madhurya Leela becomes like very mundane. Becomes just like ordinary, like Leela. Oh, this kid, very, very naughty. Like that. Then we say, oh, yeah, very naughty kid, very bad. But then when you hear, oh, this kid, very naughty, he's actually the most, he's the supreme person. And he's actually the source of all goodness. Like this. And he's very naughty because why? Because he hankers for the love of his devotees. So then this, oh, how sweet. So then you can appreciate Madhurya Leela. So then now, Satyavrat Muni, he's actually realized this. He has, in his realization, which is not just one day, Guru Varga telling, this is actually for a long time. He is realizing these things, this tattva, Damodar tattva, and our Guru Varga now is showing to us. Look how great the Supreme Person is. He is the Supreme Person, omniscient, omnipotent, atmaram, atmakam. But look at him. He's crying. He's afraid. Like this, he's afraid to be chastised by his mother. Like this, who has that kind of position? Even Brahma, even Shiva, even Lakshmi, the consort of that most opulent personality, not in this position. But Mother Yashoda, she's in this position. So he's showing to us, Satyavrat Muni, our Guru Bhargava, showing to us, this is only happening in Braj. In Braj, the Brijbasis' love is so much, and in return, Krishna has so much, like, very sweet pastimes with them. So, like, for us, conditioned jivas, then first, he's showing us the best example of how immediately you can see how this Supreme Person is controlled by the love of like Mother Yashoda, by the Brijbasis. So, and in that is in this like Dambandan Leela. But then from that point, then you can understand later on, like more and more, that oh, like every, like all the Brijbasis, especially the gopis, how they're controlling him. In all things. So like from all his leelas, they're actually based on him being controlled by their prem. So then you will see connection. You won't see it like as separate. So now you will see, well, why now Krishna goes out cow grazing. Or he likes to go out cow grazing. Therefore he has this Gopastami. Why? And Gurudev explains, like all these things happen in Kartik. This Gopastami, all the gopis like expressing their purvarag, like all these things, and of course, finally this Rasa Leela. So we can those who actually get the mercy of Guru Varga, understanding this Damodar Tattva, that oh, Bhagavan, He is that Supreme Person. He is bound by the love of the Brijvasis. For this example, bound by Vatsalya Prem. But then you can, then later on you can appreciate, oh, how he's bound also by the love, especially of the gopis. And therefore he's Radha Damodar. And so then all these different leelas are actually connected to that. Why he's lifting Giriraj? Why he's lifting Giriraj? And actually why he arranged for this leela? It's all because of that. Really only to be able to relish Prem with his Brijvasis. And finally, like the Rasa Leela, ultimately he's revealing all these things. Like as Gurudev said, this shloka, Napariham Nirvajo Samyujam, he's saying, I cannot repay your love, like this. So therefore, our Guru Varga, they're showing to us, they're focusing first on this Damodar, this Dambandan Leela, to make us understand this point. And it, of course, it doesn't show that, oh, this is more important than like this carrying Giriraj, more important than Rasa Leela. But someone will be able to appreciate and enter into understanding all these other Leelas when they actually appreciate this very first thing, this Damodar Leela. Then they can see the connection in all the other Leelas. And that's why in the Damodar Astakam, it ends with this Namo Radhikaya Twadiya Priyaya Namo Ananta Leelaya Devaya Tuvyam. Like, oh, he, Damodar, he's performing all these Leelas. All these Leelas are only because of his Swarup Shakti, Srimati Radharani. And therefore, he's offering, finally, first he's offering Namamishwaram, the Ishwaram. He ended with offering to and showing us that actually to be able to bow this Damodar, then need to be connected to Swarup Shakti, Srimati Radharani. And be able to, by her mercy, then you'll be connected to all this Ananta Leela, all these unlimited Leelas of Madhurya, like sweetness and loving pastimes. And therefore, this month, we're always praying this very important prayer. So by mercy of the Vaishnavas, they're making us try to understand or like inquire about the significance of all this Leela and these prayers.
Om Gyan Tumirandhasya Gananjana Sulakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Vancha Kalpataruhasya Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanibhu Vaishnavibhu Namo Namah Nama Vadanaya Krishna prema pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya namne Gaurattise namaha Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunan Sri Jivi Gopala Bhatta Das Raghunan Echai Gosai Kari Charna Bandhan Jaite Vignanas Abhishta Puran Mahabhava Sarupatam Krishna Priya Pariyasi Pramabhakti Pradevi Radhiketang Namanam Radhi Vrinda Vanadhisi Karunam Ritabahini Kripaya Nijapadabja Daishang Mayam Padiyatam Bandi Nanda Prajistrinam Padarinum Abhikshnasa Jasang Hari Kathodgitam पुनाति भुवनत्रयम्। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य दयाल प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। बोलो श्री गुरुजी महाराज की जय, गुरु परंपरा की जय, अनंत अनंत गुरु वैष्णव वृंद की जय, सपार्षद गौर हरि की जय, गौर नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय, जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा सुदर्शन जीव की जय, भक्त विघ्न विनाशन करणी सिंहदेव की जय, भक्तराज प्रहलाद महाराज की जय, सर्वविष्ट प्रदाता गिरिराज गोवर्धन जीव की जय, गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन जीव की जय, ब्रजमंडल धाम की जय, ब्रजवासी भक्त वृंद की जय, ब्रजेश्वरी मधेश्वरी प्राणेश्वरी श्रीमती राधारानी की जय, ब्रजदेवीगण की जय, राधा दामोदर जीव की जय, दामोदर पत की जय, पतपर्णकारी भक्त वृंद की जय, समवेद गौर भक्त वृंद की जय, गौर प्रमानंदे। कार्तिक व्रत दामोदर व्रत नियम सेवा ऊर्जा व्रत। नाउ ऑल आर फॉलोइंग दिस दामोदर राधा दामोदर व्रत या दामोदर व्रत ऊर्जा व्रत दामोदर मंथ। ऑर्डिनरी पीपल फॉर कार्तिक व्रत या कार्तिक मंथ समबडी फॉलोइंग चातुर्मास टाइम नियम सेवा हॉबीज आर नॉट टेकिंग फास्टिंग कंप्लीट डे and many strong austerity. Somebody following this Damodar Vrata, then they are every day worshipping Radha Damodar and offering their everything. Damodar Lila every day hearing, speaking. Some special they are following the Urja Vrata. This Brother following. But here is question arising. This Haimantiki Ras, ya Saradiya Ras, this month, Gopashtami, ya this Govardhan Dharan Lila. Many, this month is every day, many Lila running. But why this? Not all Lila or for glorifying. Only Damodar Lila for glorifying. Yashodamata tying is Damodar, yeah, this is only glorifying. Radharani is dying, yeah, Gopis are tying, this is not glorifying. Only Yashoda Damodar glorifying. Yashodamata morning to evening try to tying, binding, and after she is binding with the grandmothers, this much tying. After what happened? Very pathetic scene, evening time, trees are fallen, completely fasting, crying, not eating. Nanda Baba came, Nanda Baba looking in Krishna's position. Big sound, trees are fallen down. Then Nanda Baba running, all Brajavasi come. What happened? How these trees are fallen down? No wind, no storm, no earthquake, nothing. How? Also Krishna is middle. Also Krishna's tying with his rope, within grandmothers, who is doing like this? Going Krishna, quickly going Krishna's near, taking Krishna, there are also many sakhas, small baby, tiny babies, four side, they are standing, they are also scared. Krishna also like his dry face, scared, now no crying. But Nanda Baba came, quickly opening his nuts, and taking lap and asking, who is tying? Then Krishna very shy. How can complaining? Mother is tying, father near complaining, not possible this. But Krishna has love for mother also. Now Krishna very shy. After very silent, very slowly telling, mom, Mandava says, she is very cruel. Heart is very so hard. She is trying. Mandava very sad. Also other side, telling, the Sakhadar nearly asking, what happened? Sakhadar, how these trees are fallen? See Krishna pulling, all are pushing, and trees are fallen, and he had to, new two men is come out, and they are doing parikrama, and they are offering pranam, and there is gone. Nandava cannot believe this. Babies are only speculation. Babies are stories telling. Babies, this is not is truthful. But Nandava very angry and disturbed. Why? What is faults of Krishna? Why tying him? Also Gurudev explaining, before this Vishwamata tying in Krishna, binding within rope, Sakhadar came, say opening. Krishna hand not going, neither Krishna opening, but Sakhadar telling him, you open, but Sakhadar try again, not possible opening. Small hand, and very strong, Vishwamata also very hardly, back is tying. Then Krishna hand not going, Sakhadar trying, telling Vasalarasa binding, then Sakhirasa not possible opening. Dasyarasa also not possible opening. But Manjuris are not there, Sakhis are not there. Otherwise they are opening. But there is only distance to clapping. Look at today. How is punishment? Every day you torturing us. And today is look. How is pain? Every day you are doing nonsense and wrong. Today, just the mother giving good punishment. Never you are doing promise you, then is good. But Krishna can care. Krishna will look at them. Krishna within Sakhas, is Sakharasa. But Nandava opening after Nandava taking lap, then Krishna crying. Before Krishna not crying, Krishna Sakhas is playing. Now Krishna is crying. Why Krishna crying? Krishna thinking, I am complaining mother near, for my father near. Father is angry. Definitely, my father is going and beating my mother. Why? Mother is beating in Krishna. Beating for, she is ready. But this is not telling. Only telling is, she is tying, binding. But father is very angry. Very. He say, okay, now I am, she is very cruel, hard. Okay, taking Krishna lap and direct in Ganga Jamuna. And all body is dirty, dust, all tears, black ointment, kajal, all body like is smearing within this Brajaraja. And mud and clay, Nandava nicely cleaning and drying body with his towels, and after his pocket has laddu, giving laddu, and going cows near, cow's milk is milking, direct Krishna's face is giving, Krishna eating. Krishna now forget everything. Everything forget. Krishna not remembering what happened before. This problem, see this and that. Also behind Sakhadar came. But evening time, Rohini Baladevi is come back. Telling at that time, Jasodamata is, look at this position. Trees are fallen, Krishna is inside, but she is like is more than dry wood. Body has no sense. She is complete strength and all is, she is left, lost. She cannot cooking, cannot cleaning. She is thinking, what happened? Comrade day, she is tried to binding, day is gone. Evening time, this happened. And now she is not cooking, nothing doing. Rohini came, looking, everything is, everywhere is spread, and all dirty, trees are fallen, and also kitchen is nothing cook, all, nobody eating also morning too. Then she is quickly all cleaning, she try to arranging all cooking for
but she is looking what happened. Jasoda is not talking. She has no sense. She is like, is complete senseless. Only tree trunk, dry wood body like. She astonished, one traces, not moving also. Then asking what happened. But asking whom? Nobody there. Then looking Krishna also not there. Then she's thinking, all her neighbors came asking what happened. So Jasoda is tying his Krishna today morning to evening, and after they are playing and praying for gone, and this pulling these grand motors, and then trees are fallen down. And then Nandava came, Nandava taking Krishna. Jasoda has no sense now. She's feelings, I am doing wrong. I am not doing good. Definitely, forever Nanda Baba rejecting me. And Krishna left me. Now, what happened? I am missing and lost Krishna. She is thinking, but this any other side not thinking. She is thinking, why I am doing like this? But her own guilt is she is feeling. Nanda Baba, there is Krishna playing. Now Rohini is gone. Thinking I am bringing back Krishna. And calling Nanda Baba. I am quickly cooking something. And evening time, I am giving prasadam. And then everything will be good. But she is gone, sending Baldev. Thou, you are go, calling and pulling Krishna. Krishna, thou is gone, then Krishna, what doing, you know? Krishna, where are you? Now you came, thou is very strong, but Krishna is kicking. Then Rohini Mata calling, come? No. No coming. What are you eating? Laddu? Milk? Cows? Where staying within Baba? No coming? No. Say your mother is very sad and crying too much for you. Krishna no care. Say Jodi, your mother is living body, die and then Krishna can tolerate. Then Krishna running and crying for mom. He has lot of love and affection for mother. Overflow love his mother. He is crying. That time Rohini taking Krishna in lap and quickly running and giving Jasoda Mata's lap. Then Jasoda Mata, until lost miss in Krishna, she is like dry. After Krishna is in lap, then she's heart is melting, tears is flowing, showering Krishna. And also she is crying like loudly, like is she long time after like is meeting within Krishna. This all story, this everything is Gopal Champu writing is our Jiva Goswami Prabhu. And also these things is explaining Kavi Karnapur Goswami Ananda Vrindavan Champu. Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhu, he is explaining his Stavavali. And also Raghunath Das Goswami Stavavali, Stavamala, and this Sanatana Goswami, everybody writing this purport. So now he is telling this Damodar month, all jiva, conditions for living entity, everybody has lot of fear. But now Krishna has fear. Telling Krishna is afraid now. Krishna is thinking, oh, mother is now giving punishment, beating me, she is catching me, you look at my faults and guilties, she is now giving me strong punishment. Meanings, I am did wrong, mother thinking, meanings, mother is looking my faults and guilties and she is forever reject me and then so there is Satyavrata Muni telling Sanatana Goswami's purport, saying jiva going distance to God. And then their nearest fear is come. Bhayam dityat abhinivesata sayatisyat apadasya viparjaya smriti tanmaya abudha abhajittam bhaktakesam gurudevata atma. Bhayam dityat abhinivesata sayat. First things is Krishna is our all in all. But I am gone distance to Krishna. I like any other, then is fear. Then is problems. Then is all types of punishment. Why? I am lost my Prabhu, my Priya Atma, my pure soul. Therefore, I am lost. I am come distance. Now, this is big wrong. Now, Krishna has this relation within Yashoda Mata. This relation is broken, then is problem. This relation is jivas for not only, conditioned soul for not only, like in giving example, Jaya Vijay within Vaikuntha, there is gatekeeper. But one time, Mahalakshmi gone some business, some service for. She's come back, then they're stopping. Mahalakshmi, stop. Baba, gatekeeper, and now he's stopping Mahalakshmi. She's asking, why are you stopping? No, I'm asking my Lord Narayan, then give him permission, then you're going. Baba, how is gatekeeper duty? This is duty, your gatekeeper. Mahalakshmi, Vaikunthapati, Narayan, Shakti, Swarup Shakti, but telling, no, you stop. Without permission, you're not going. Then Lakshmi Devi very angry. She say, yes, now you have false ego come, your proud is come. Prabhutapai madgahe nahi. Now you are understanding. Wait. After Mahalakshmi gone, at time came Sanak Sanandan, Sanat Kumar, Sanatan, four brothers. There came, they're same, equal. Then, yeah, you stop. Wait, and take it. How you come by Kunta? How going? Where are you going? Then they are very angry. Who are you? Who arranging you? Here is gatekeeper, unqualified person. You don't know? How can Vaikuntha? How came Vaikuntha? Without any qualification, how can? Why are you stopping? Okay, then they are giving cards. Then Srihari, Lord Narayan, he is also come. He is saying, oh, your faults, my faults. Please, my sevaka's faults, my faults. Please, all are forgiving. Many things requesting, Rishi Maharshi is near. But root of cause, why there is, now is proud. They are stopping Mahalakshmi. Anyhow, I am going bhaktas near to distance. I am going distance to God family. I am going distance to Guru Varga. I am distance to Vaishnavas. Then Maya Devi catch me. This is very sadness. Then my nature will be demonic nature. Then I cannot understanding what I am doing. Pishasi pailajana matichanna hai, mayagrasta jivara sevabhudai. Like ghost and witch is catching, then they forget everything. They don't know what is doing, what running, what happened. They all lost and missed. This is his fear. Now Krishna thinking, Yashoda Mata left me. Yashoda Mata disturbed. Yashoda Mata now give me punishment. And she's tying me. Her near is a lot of complaint, blaming. Yashoda Mata left me then, rejecting me then. What happened then? Krishna therefore seeing. Krishna showing sadhaka's for. Sadhaka all time will be careful. Sadhu sabdhan, fair kari karavadhan. Never disobey any Guru Vaishnava, bhaktas, devotees. No God and God persons, God family members. Jibe samman dibe jani Krishna adhishthan. All jivas giving respect properly. Anywhere, any position, understanding and giving respect. So this Damodara Lila has to end their teaching. How can going near, more closed, more nearby. Like Krishna, this appears after his telling there is Putana came. Gurudev explaining. Then Putana came. Why Putana come? How come? And a demon has no possible entering in this Golok Vrindavan or Gokul. Not possible. They have no any qualification. How they come? Who give entrance? There is Yogmaya, Purnamasi Bhagavati present, conscious for no entrance, then how can come Putana? Then telling, Yogmaya Devi looking, Krishna is born, Krishna is by palanquin, swinging seats, like is Krishna now swinging, and all are gone, this head working, Krishna Bal Devi is swinging seats, all are distance here and there. Yogmaya saying this is not good. Anytime, anyhow, going distance to Krishna, then outside is what? Krishna will like this. I am came, all are will be with me, nearby me. Why? Left me and going distance to me. Then he is calling this Putana, giving chances. She came. She says, you are not mother, you are old lady. Hey, I am mother. I have nice breast, nice milk. I am giving Krishna. You have nothing. You have no love. Taking lap and giving breast milk. But Krishna says, yes, you are like me. You have love for me. You are giving your breast for me. Okay. You are not breast giving, your chest giving, your heart giving. I am accepting forever. You will be my real mother, like as it is my mother and serving me. Never going here to back more. Therefore, Krishna forever for keeping on near. These things is, this Lila, Shakti, giving his entrance. Then she came. Now Brajavasya all are scared. All are has now security, guard. Or nearby Krishna, oh continue, Asunanda Baba, too much giving chastisement. Why you are here and there? Why left Krishna? Hey, Ohini, hey, Yashoda, where are you? This lady is king, how come? How give me entrance? Who is gate opening? Krishna no like. After look, sometime after, this Jamala, this Sakat Bhanjan Lila, now Krishna is turned, laying and this is turned one side, that is Yashoda Mata starting 3 months, starting festival, all are busy, Krishna is alone within Sakhas. So Krishna like this. Krishna kicking this car, breaking this everything, and also calling all are. Everybody came. Everybody came very nicely, and everybody looking what happened. Same Tinnabhatta, all time. Krishna arranging this some problems creating. Why? Everybody will be attacked and attached and near to Krishna, no going distance to Krishna. So sadhaka's life, sadhaka doing bhajan, then all time is bliss come, mercy come, and all time is fruit is come, good fruits, then if they cannot do one bhajan, not progress coming. Then torture, punishment, sometimes too much sickness and too much hating people and something happen, then is they are crying and weeping and no going distance to Krishna. Otherwise, sadhaka, they are looking, doing bhajan and lot of respect come, a lot of popularity and lot of sukriti with his fruits come, then they are forget bhajan. and lost everything. And after that Maya with near going, running that way. Therefore, Krishna is telling, Jasyam anugrinami harishi taddhanam sanai. I have mercy for anybody, I like anybody, they are how can going distance to me? They have anything with his attraction, attachment, I am stealing all. Body is the attachment, I am breaking this body. His qualification, lot of qualification, I am stealing all things. Memory loss. His wealth I am stealing. His all respect I am stealing. Everything I am destroying. I am making niskinchana kinchan, boitama kinchana gocharam. Then I am accepting, keeping my near. He is continue with me, strong attachment and strong love, then everything is his, then no problem. But to Krishna, this Damodara Lila, Krishna saying, Yashoda Mata has strong desire. Anyhow, Krishna is my son, I am binding Krishna, tying Krishna. Morning to evening, she try again and again. Last time, she is very shy, sweating, and she is tired. And also, that time she is praying, oh, Lord Narayan, please, everybody now teasing me, taunting me. Hey, Krishna, how you tying your Krishna? He is my womb is born. Why not I am tying him? She is thinking, all time thinking, praying, then telling, Samatu Sinnagatraya Kripayasit Sabandhani. Krishna looking, my mother is too much tired now. She is sweating. She is, then Krishna himself, he is now came Yashoda Mata near and Yashoda Mata tying. Otherwise not possible. Yashoda Mata try again and again. But sadhana is sadhaka doing sadhana. But without God mercy, nothing happened. So our sadhana is correct, perfect. I am in doing everything is good, but sometime all are very stubborn. Going Radha Kunda inside water and 108 time morning to evening chanting this Radha Kripakatasya Stotra. Sometime going Govardhan Parikrama doing Dandavati Parikrama 108 times and 7 years, 10 years, 14 years, 15 years doing Parikrama. This is called stubborn, haughty, jiddi. Then what fruit coming? What fruit coming? Like this fruit coming. Therefore, natural love is everything is good. But no stubborn like sadhana for process. Goswamis are doing Sankha Purvaka Namagana Natirvi Kalavasani Kritu. How is Goswamis are doing sadhana? So therefore, this Damodara Lila time, everything is point to point, everything is explaining. All are very lucky in Vrindavan Dham. Every day, this Damodara Ashtakam praying. And then, one day this meaning is coming, heart and realization coming. Most important is, anyhow, this Vrindavan Dham, Damodara with this, all are anyhow get relation. No other relation. Other person, Damodar, followers, respected, rewarded, but no connection and no affection, no relation. He like all affection, all connection, all relation with him. He has this desire. So Yashoda Mata try again and again, but see, by force is want to do, also by force not possible. Last he is praying, last time he Lord Narayan near praying, Saranagata. Then Krishna arrested. But this is also not sweet. Therefore this Damodara Lila, now tomorrow next hearing. Why is important more, one by one everything is coming. Explanation, then understanding. Bhur Pramanandi. Bhura.
Yashoda Nandana Krishna.
Sharmila. Giri Varan Jalaji Gopal. Jayan.
Baladev.
Is there anything after that?
Jai Jai Nanda Yashoda Dulal Girivar Dhari Gopal. Jai Jai Nanda Yashoda Dulal. Jai Nanda Yashoda Dulal Girivar Dhari Gopal. Jai Jai Nanda Yashoda. Oh Gopal, 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 hey Gopal, Gopal. Oh Gopal, 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 hey Gopal. Jai Jai Nanda Yashoda Dulal Girivar Dhari Gopal. Jai Jai Nanda Yashoda. Gopal, 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 hey Gopal. Oh, Gopal, 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 hey Gopal. Ah, Jai Jai Nanda Yashoda Dulal Girivar Dhari Gopal. Jai Jai Nanda Yashoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Nanda Nandan, Jaya Yashoda Nandan, Nanda Nandan, Jaya Yashoda Nandan. Jaya Radha Damodar, Radha Damodar Radhe. Jai Jai Gurudev, 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 Gurudev. Jaya Jaya Prabhupad, 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 Prabhupad. Anitai Gara Haribol, 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 Haribol. Anitai Gara Haribol, 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 Haribol.